Good morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in South Asia. Today is Thursday, 21st of February. Firstly, in Bangladesh, 44 people have been killed and more than 100 others were injured in a massive fire that engulfed several buildings in Nanda Kumar Lane in the Chowk Ki Bazaar area of Old Dhaka. The fire reportedly started on a building situated on the intersection of roads leading to Chowk Bazaar area yesterday, confirming the death toll. Fire services and civil defense deputy director has said that the bodies were sent to Dhaka Medical College morgue for autopsy. There have been conflicting reports about the cause of the fire. Clients are advised to note the expected traffic delays in Old Dhaka due to the presence of numerous emergency services on the road, and the roads have been blocked towards Chowk Bazaar Charihata area. In Pakistan, the National Accountability Bureau yesterday arrested the Speaker of the Sindh Assembly, Aga Siraj Durrani, from a hotel in Islamabad. Durrani is being investigated for allegedly accumulating assets beyond his known sources of income and embezzlement of public funds. The anti-corruption agency also conducted a search of Durrani's house last night, located in Karachi's Defence Housing Authority area. Supporters of Durrani and the Pakistan People's Party accused the government of disrespecting democracy and threatened to protest the arrest. Clients are advised to avoid the areas with government offices in the Sindh province where protests are likely to be held by the PPP supporters. In India, Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has signed several agreements with the government of India during his ongoing visit. India has agreed to extend the e-visa facility to Saudi nationals. Prince Mohammed has approved the release of 850 prisoners, Indian prisoners, from Saudi jail. Saudi Arabia has joined the International Solar Alliance, which is led by India. Non-members can check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia Risk Management memberships, or buy our assessments on a pay-per-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com.